I've talked to some of the other superintendents about like what this year has looked like compared to, you know, the start of the year to what the end of the year's looked like. As far as your guys' budget goes, was there a major change from, say, what you budgeted for in September and October to what it ended up being because of the pandemic?
No, we actually had a really pretty good year, budget year. Only transportation, we are still short of payment there, so we, when you look at revenues to expenditures, we spent a lot more than we brought in, but again, we were short of a payment that'll come in the next fiscal year, so not a huge deal. But overall, our revenues came in pretty much like we thought, and our expenditures, we managed that pretty well, like I said, with the one exception. So our budget was pretty much right on. We surplused in a couple funds, and like I said, we overspent in transportation. We overspent in tort, but it's because we levied light on that, because that's how we manage our rate for our taxpayers, and we knew that was coming. We had a balance there, so we ate into that a little bit, just safely, I guess. So no big surprises budget-wise for us.
Well, that's good. Looking at next year, and this is outside the budget, this is actually looking at the meeting, you guys amended the 2021 academic year calendar.
We didn't end up doing that. We tabled that to next month. We talked about it. We've got Election Day we've got to factor in, and then we've got we're considering using some remote learning planning days that the state has now granted us. So we're considering using some of those up front and changing our start date, but we will act on that at the July 16th meeting.
These remote learning days, are these kind of just at the district's discretion that you can use whenever you want?
Yeah, so the legislators this last spring, as part of the closure and everything, they added a new designation to our calendars. So we have five remote learning planning days. So they're basically teacher days to plan for remote learning. So basically, they offered us five more days of planning. They may not last forever, but for the next year, we have five days at our disposal to use to plan for remote learning as needed, and they don't count against student attendance days, so it's not like we have to add them on to the end of our calendar.
Okay.
So we're scheduled right now. Our calendar reads that we will start school on August 19th. We're considering, which is a Wednesday, we're considering using the 19th, 20th, and 21st for remote learning planning days instead, and bringing our kids in on Monday the 24th to start. But that's not official yet. As of right now, our kids are still starting the 19th, but we just wanted the board to know that last night that we were considering recommending that as an admin team, and then come July 16th, when our plan's a little more in focus, we'll finalize whether we really want to do that or not.
Mm-hmm. And kind of speaking on next year, what I know the state issued those guidelines, and I know Dr. Asplin said that they were pretty vague and kind of up in the air. Is that your impression of it too? It's pretty vague.
Yeah. Pretty much leave a lot of things up to the local decision.
Would you prefer it that way as opposed to the state mandating what to do?
Well, I'd be hard pressed. You know, I argue a lot that I wish we had more local decision on some things. So now that they've given it to us, I'd be kind of hypocritical to say that I'm upset we have it, but it is hard. These are not easy decisions. I don't think there are any right decisions. I mean, there's arguments for every scenario. So I guess the logic behind the local decision is, you know, United is not Galesburg. United is not New Trier or East St. Louis. It's United, and what works for us maybe wouldn't work for someone else, and that gives us that kind of flexibility. But there's just so much to factor in. It doesn't make it any easier.
Sure. At this stage, is it too early to ask, you know, what you guys' plans may be, or is that going to be decided next month?
We are prepping right now. We kind of feel like we're prepping for a worst-case scenario. So we're prepping for a hybrid schedule right now. I don't even think a full-out remote schedule is our worst-case scenario. And I say that I want kids in school. And having the hybrid schedule at least gets the kids in school part of the time, which I think is a great move. But, man, that logistically, that's way harder than being full-out remote. So the prep and the planning and the policy and things that will have to change to make that happen are way more important and way harder to deal with at that in that juncture. So that's what we're kind of prepping for right now, whether that's how we actually start or not. Our kind of theory on it is if we prep for hybrid, if we come back full bore in the fall, we know how to do that. If we come back remote learning totally in the fall, we know how to do that. But the hybrid takes a lot more planning and procedural stuff, busing and attendance and all those things. Just there's a lot to try and figure out going into that.
So with the hybrid, would it be kind of like students come 2 days a week and then do remote learning 2 days a week?
Yeah, some variation of that. We've got a couple schedules we've looked at, but, yeah, that's the typical one. A group Monday and Tuesday, a different group Thursday and Friday. We would use Wednesday as the remote day and the deep cleaning day between groups and things like that.
Sure. That makes sense, though. To do it. I was thinking, like Tuesday, Wednesday, kind of like college, Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, like college classes would be organized, but it makes more sense to then have a deep cleaning day in between the two sessions.
Right, that's what we can't figure out, and, staffing our custodial department to make that happen is, that's a factor, too, and that's the way we felt like we could do our due diligence from a disinfecting and cleaning standpoint.
But sure.
Again, come August, that may not be exactly the same either, but that's the hybrid we would look at if that's the way we end up going.
Right. And a lot of this will come down to if we're still in phase four at the start of the school year.
Right.
Sure.
So that's the one thing. We're planning for a lot of things, and, the ultimate control of it is the phases and the medicine and the math. So as long as we keep as Illinois keeps going the right direction, we're feeling more and more comfortable about being able to at least start part-time with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Our theory, too, would be that we start hybrid and things continue to go well. We can always open up a little easier than it. We really don't want to have to clamp back down on people.
Right.
And make things harder as we go. We'd rather make them easier as we go.
Mm-hmm. Switching gears a little bit.
Yep.
At the board action, there was one of the board members resigned last night.
Yeah.
Kristen Dutton.
Yeah. Kristen Dutton resigned. She'd been on board for 7 years. Her term was going to be up here in April, next April. So we'll post that today and seek applicants for that, and the board will appoint someone to just fill the remainder of her term. That spot will be up for election next April, no matter who we put in that spot.
Sure. And then the last thing I was asking about is part of your update, the construction life safety projects. I know you guys had some summer construction. Is that what you guys talked about?
Yeah, we're putting a new roof on our junior high. This should be the last of our roofing projects for a long time. So that's coming along. It's July 1st, and they're probably three-fourths of the way done with that project. So boards just like to know that those projects are going to be done on time for school to start.
Sure.
We're in good shape there. We talked a little bit about not necessarily a life safety project, but we have a capital project. We're looking at putting an auditorium up here at the high school. We're talked briefly about our final plan for it and our timeline to go to bid on it. So just a quick update on that one. We've got some field tile drainage work going on at our football field and our track because we're doing our track over time here. So that work has started, and we're putting new lights up at the football field as part of our life safety survey. Our lights were deemed not safe, so we had to replace them. So that work has started.